All right, another week of the playoffs and another week of Baselli's breakdown. It wasn't pretty, but guess what? In the playoffs, it doesn't have to be pretty. Just win and advance, and that's what the Jacksonville Jaguars did. The defense was dominating. Do we expect anything else? We talked about last week how Buffalo's offense was not very good. I didn't think Shady McCoy would play as much as he did. Hats off to that man. He is a stud. The numbers that he put up on a bad ankle and against that Jaguar defense, hats off. Can't say enough about him, but it was not enough. They only managed 3 points. For a while, it looked like it might be enough because the Jaguars offense struggled and struggled in a big way, could not get out of their own way in the first half. And it wasn't until a blunder by Sean McDermott, the head coach of the Buffalo Bills, allowing the Jaguars to get the ball back late, finding a way to get three. And I thought that was really important. Tying it up going into halftime, and then it only took one drive in the second half. Blake Bortles ran the ball more than he threw it. Not really what you want out of an NFL quarterback, but guess what? Give the young man credit. Gritty performance, competed, found a way. Most importantly, they got the win, and they move on. And where are they going? They're going back to Pittsburgh, who, by the way, we dominated in week 5, 30-9. And that defense I just talked about, guys like Jalen Ramsey, who was dominant last week, big test, Antonio Brown coming up. But boy, I think they're up to the task. They had 5 interceptions. They had 2 defensive scores last time against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's going to take another great effort. Big difference, though, is this. In week 5, Ben Roethlisberger was not playing well. He was struggling. There was questions of, was he already in retirement after talking about retirement all offseason? Remember, they had lost to the Chicago Bears just before they played us. But it's different now. Over the last half of the season, Ben Roethlisberger has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. Antonio Brown, after sitting out several weeks with an injury to his lower leg, he'll be back. Le'Veon Bell, who only had 15 carries against us the first time, I promise you, he'll have more than that. He's the best back, in my opinion, in the NFL, both runner and receiver. It's a huge test. The defense will be up to it, but I don't think we can expect to hold the Pittsburgh Steelers just to 3 points this week. It's going to take a better effort from the offense. They need to open it up. They were too conservative last week. Press the ball down the field. Take some chances. You're in the playoffs, baby. Let's get to the AFC Championship. I'm Tony Baselli, and that's my breakdown.